We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com. Thanks for listening as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
My task tonight is this pamphlet. Everybody should have got one, and those that are listening that aren't here, fill them out when you come to church next Sunday and turn them in. One reason we do this is kind of the district likes to have the info. It's multiple purpose. So we have your info. We can contact you, and then we can update our directory from it. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of info on this. But I would like to start with the join the team side first. So as we are growing, which we just saw the numbers, and that is going to continue, we are going to get to the point where we're either going to have to do two services or get a bigger building. And as hard as we look for a building, I think two services are going to be where we have to go first. So with that said, we will definitely need more volunteers for all the positions we have now currently. And then one that isn't on here is security team. We can always use some help there. You don't have to wear the bright red or yellow, orange, whatever they are, yellow shirts. We could actually use some people in here that people don't know your security. So just keep that in mind too. Communication on the second one. That's just kind of how we can get out the info. If it's a snow day or something, how do you get your information from the church? Small groups, important, especially as we get growing, to stay. One thing I really don't like about two services is you tend to miss people from one service to the other. And we're relational, you know, we're family. So it's hard. A lot of times you won't see people that you used to attend with. So sometimes these small groups become very vital when we get to that situation. The commitment card or member card, I would encourage everybody that isn't a member to join. And I like to talk about life experience because I experienced it. And I can 100% guarantee that it's accurate. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about, so when I was dating my wife in high school, I did a lot of stuff with her family. So they're the ones that brought me to the Foursquare organization. They brought me to, you know, church. We had dinner. I spent a lot of time at their house. Well, anytime they would introduce me, I was Tony's friend. Now, when we got married, all of a sudden it changed. I was part of the family. And that's kind of like it is with membership. We can attend a church, you can do all the activities and be part of it, but until you become a member, you don't feel like you're maybe quite home yet. So when they started saying, yes, this is my son-in-law, I knew I was home. Same thing here. You know, you're a member. You can say, you know what, that's my home. So I would encourage you, if you're kind of on the border, whether you should, you know, join or not, use that as an example. Join, be part of the family, join the family. You can do everything with the family, but until you actually commit, you don't feel like you're there yet. So with that, I am done.
Oh, yes. Question, ma'am? Yes? Do you want to speak?
No.
Oh, I'm going to speak through you?
If you guys are interested in helping with the women's ministry, we have a lot of areas that we're looking for help. Or the men's ministry, we notice those aren't listed on the new song teams. Please put under other and write down women's ministry or men's ministry or whatever God's calling you. Thank you. That's
good. Yes, and worship, if you want to be on worship also, it's fill in there. Ron? Cleaning. Oh, we do need a cleaning team. Let me tell you a story about the cleaning team. Every Saturday, when we were here when I was a baby, I was here when I was like 12, we were in this building, we'd have a cleaning crew. Every Saturday, we'd have breakfast. We'd come for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours, if that. We cleaned the church. It was great. It was fun. I remember that as a kid. So I'll see if we can get the kids to come clean the church for us. Ron, how about that, huh? Yeah? All right. Very good. Free bear, where are the kids? I don't know. They're cleaning the church, though, so God bless them. All right, we're going to have Sandy come up. The the script is wrong, but it's wrong in a good way, so that's fine. So, Sandy, you can
Okay, I'm going to talk about Kay and Mitch because we went for lunch with them today, and we were actually talking about, you know, what brought us to New Song, what's good about it, what's bad about it. No, we really didn't talk about what's bad about it. But what she said was she had tried out a few churches in town, and they had just moved here from Texas, and then they came to New Song, and they felt like it was family. Pastor Stephen walked up to them and greeted them, and she was like, who is this crazy guy? Anyway, it made her feel like she was at home because everybody's been so welcoming and that everybody's praying for their grandson, Lane, that has some serious issues, so we need to continue to pray for them. But I just want to encourage you guys, as Pastor Thomas was going through the numbers, this is just from me now. I know that some people get discouraged because people move away, and they think, oh, what are we going to do without this family or this family or this family? But do you see that God's doing a new thing and that we have more families coming to replace those families or join our family? Because it's really about our family. It's not about the people that have moved on or moved out or left or died or, you know, moved on. It's about us being a family. So I just want to say thanks for having our family be part of your family because we love New Song. And just so you know, Amira was 3 when we started coming. She's 5 now. And she walked in this church, literally, at the other building, and she said, there's Jesus and joy here. So I just want to say, if God can speak to a 3-year-old, God can speak.
Amen. Thanks, Sandy. All right. I think we're going to do a video. Mark, you got a video queued up? All right, let's do a video.
In over 150 countries around the world, we are there. Sometimes publicly, in churches, large and small, gathering in houses of worship, schools, flats, and parks. Sometimes in the shadows, working in the darkest reaches of the globe to free captives, empower the helpless, and care for those the world's overlooked. We may not look the same, sound the same, even think the same. But we're one movement, one tribe, compelled by the love of Christ. How does such a diverse tribe exist? It started with our founder, Amy Simple McPherson, who took a very different approach from the evangelists of her time. She chose a message of hope over fear, preached to both the social elite and the down and out. She fought to destroy racial, gender, and socioeconomic barriers. And we continue that fight to this day, leading the way in opening up new countries, establishing churches in our forgotten urban cores, empowering both women and men as pastors, and raising up indigenous national leaders to oversee missionary works. Amy utilized technology, media, and the arts to spread the gospel. She wanted to build a church that interfaced with contemporary culture instead of shying away from it. She envisioned a church that would grow stronger over time, always progressing, always centered around the Bible and its transforming power. And that spirit remains alive today. We're a church for today's world, a church willing to take risks, to go places others won't, to embrace people others fear. This is the whole church taking the whole gospel to the whole world. And that means each of us, regardless of profession, talent, income, age, or gender, each of us plays a role in spreading the message of Christ to our world. Because we are Foursquare, and this is church reimagined.
But I think you should come anyways, because I want to be open with them. We're not a product. We're a process, and we're working through it. And hopefully, everyone that comes to the church is also in process as well. So, mission is why we are here. Let me give a differentiation. Vision between vision and mission. Mission is why we are here. Vision describes if we do the mission right, in some place in the future, we will see our church look like this. So I'm going to start with our mission. Our mission is why we're here. It will never change. It may change a little bit in verb semantics of it, but pretty much it'll never change. And it's pretty just set in stone, and that's this: to inspire our community, and that's on your other paper that you got there, inspiring our community to do the impossible. It should be a statement that is inspiring for us to, it shouldn't look like, oh, that's boring. Like, all of us want to do the impossible, right? So it's twofold, that inspiring our community, this is our community, to do the impossible, but also inspiring our community out there to do the impossible as well. The scripture that we base that on is Matthew 19:26, and this is in a different version, but it says it this way: no chance at all if you think you can pull it off yourself. I like that. Every chance in the world if you trust God to do it. We constantly emphasize that it's about our weakness. God works through our weakness and makes us strong. We can't do it on our own. Ronnie will never do anything great for God on his own. But if we have God on our side, we can do it. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That's the way you usually hear the verse. You like the way I brought Ronnie and I brought him back into the situation here. I brought it. Yeah, it made you all feel like you're a part. Okay. Our mission is why we're here. Our vision describes what we will look like if we do our mission. So I'm going to, rather than just read it to you, I hired a professional voiceover to do this, and so you can watch the screen. He sounds like me. The church we see is family and known by their love for each other and love for outsiders.
My voice hadn't changed
we
yet.
We always accept, include, and discover the best in others. The church we see is characterized by the Holy Spirit as spiritual gifts flow freely and in order. We see visions and dream dreams. We pray and we walk with supernatural faith. We see God do the impossible in us and through us. The church we see is captivating to our culture that is searching for answers. We are sincere in our witness and settled in our convictions. We are strong in our stand for God's truth and expressive in our corporate worship to Him. The church we see is courageous in our calling. We listen to God's voice and we have the confidence to do what He says. We are not safe resting in our history or our comfort zones. We are true followers, not just mere fans of Jesus, who are surrendered to His plans and how He wants to build the church. The church we see is contagious to our community. We love without boundaries. We serve without strings. We give generously without fear. We are real in our struggles. We are relevant in our approach. We extend new beginnings, new songs, and new mercies to others, believing the best is yet to come. Thank you, Morgan Freeman. Yes. Keep in mind that this is who we want to be. This is what we believe we'll see about us. You would say, well, that's not me. I can't do that yet. Well, hopefully, as we grow as people, we can do things that are impossible. Some of those things are kind of impossible. But you have that on your paper there. Everyone got one of those papers. What we're going to do is require you to memorize this. Okay, so not really. Thank you for the laughter. But vision is important because where there is no vision, what happens? Yes, people perish. It's always good to have a bar set where we are headed as a church. Amen? It's something that you don't have to memorize, but we try to summarize our values in a simple way that I'm going to say in a minute. But we always say we are family, we have fun, and we love Jesus, right? Everyone knows that. I should have asked you if you know what it is, if I asked you to. You would probably be able to say it, which is not a characteristic that most organizations can do. They can't say in a nutshell, like, we're this, we're that, we love Jesus, we are family, we have fun. That's what we are. Well, what about that? Okay, you have a lot of ideas, I know. But it's based on this right here. These are our values. There are probably 20 more values that I would have liked to put on here, but this is what I feel like the Holy Spirit put in place when we came here, before we even knew our church family, what I felt we were going to focus on. And I'm not going to just read them straight through, but I want you to look on your... I'm going to read these straight through, and I'm going to make a comment on each one if you have your paper, okay? These aren't in order of importance. However, family is one that kind of just stands out, that when people come to our church, they say, well, I just can't believe it. You guys are like a family. And it's like, oh, perfect, because that's our value, right? Family. Everybody say family. Everybody up there in the balcony, say family. We are family. We desire to personify the importance and advantage of living life together as a family in all we do. I'm aware that that's not the way we normally talk, but this is we're reading something that we want to put as much importance, we want to put as much substance into these short sentences, so that's why they aren't conversational. You wouldn't say to someone, we desire to personify the importance and advantage of living life together as a family in all we do. But I would hope that you would look at these from time to time. They're on our website. Maybe you want to put this in your Bible, and then you could take it out every now and then when service is going and you're not listening and you want to just read that to remind yourself. But family first. We like to look out for each other and love each other. That's the way I say that statement sometimes. That this is a successful church is when I see, like today, I came to church for the Vision Sunday. I had heard that 15 people went out to Olive Garden after church together, and I had nothing to do with it. The staff had nothing. We didn't plan it. We didn't put it in the bulletin. That's perfect. Then I heard another group went out to Chili's to get together, and I thought that was awesome. In fact, it was Sandy and Kay and Mitch, and they invited the our guest worship leader that was here today to go to Chili's, and you paid for him even. I think you'll still get your reward, because it is an amazing thing. You didn't ask for me to say it, but that's what family is. We look out for each other, and we love each other. You know, things like the weddings and the funerals and the things we do that way, we always are, that's the most important to us. Let's keep going, or this will take too long. Authentic. We are authentic. We are real, not religious, and our struggles and our routines. I summarize it this way, that we're not fakers. You know, there's a lot of people that try to put on the face, and when people come to our church, I hope that they see that all of us are not fakers, that they see us, and that's who we really are inside too. That means sometimes we come to church and we're in a bad spot, and we're not doing well, so we don't fake that. We let someone know about our burdens and ask them to pray for us. And hopefully I think it has caught on that people will come here who don't have everything together, because that's who needs church, us, right? Because we don't have everything together. Spirit-filled. We are spirit-filled. We live passionately pursuing what the Holy Spirit leads us to do. This is a mouthful right here, but listen. We listen to Jesus' voice in our lives and obey him every day. We desire to see the supernatural power of God demonstrated through us each day as he develops our gifts and our talents. We want to see the power of God demonstrated through us. Amen? That's what we can't forget. That's the thing. That's a non-negotiable here. If we think we can do it without the Spirit, then it's probably not the church for us. That's what we believe. Let's move on. Worship. We are a people of worship. We desire to sing a lifestyle of excellence. That's not just Sunday mornings. It's a lifestyle of excellence in every relationship and pursuit. Understanding everything we do can bring glory. Really? Everything we can do can bring glory to and worship to Jesus. We desire to attract others. Now, this comes more into a Sunday or a service to hear. We desire to attract others to Christ in our corporate worship, as we bring praise to Jesus with passion, expression, and emotion. This is a value to us. This is not a value to every church, but I believe that when people come in here, part of the witness of Jesus to them is that we are expressive, that we have passion, and that we have emotion in our worship. Some churches, that's not what they're called to, but I believe that God's called us to show emotion, to show, because I think that'll be a way to attract others to Christ. So I would say to the choir here, I believe you probably are demonstrative in your worship. It doesn't mean you have to go jumping all over the place, but I hope that you show a little bit of emotion to God and show expression in your worship to him. It's not only showing him love, but it's also helping others to see, oh, wow, these people must really believe what they're doing here. They must really believe in that. All right, multi-generational. We are a multi-generational family. I think it's awesome. I saw on the stage today all different ages. It's amazing. And in our church, we see that as well. We celebrate our diversity and honor our legacy. That's a big statement as well. We desire to see every generation accelerate the church to greater and greater seasons of fruitfulness. Just because you're young doesn't mean that you can't help us grow this church. We had our greatest youth group service that we've ever had was just this last month. I've had about 60 youth group meetings at this church. I've led most of them, and I thought I was good at it. I used to be, and they've not been that good. They really haven't. Until this last couple of Wednesdays ago, we had one. Jared was leading it, and he's going to be our official youth pastor to our kids. That's awesome. He's got a full-time job as an engineer, but God has put it on his heart, and it's been confirmed in many ways, and he's going to be leading. And when he led that one, one of the kids said back to their mom has been to all of them with me, he said, oh, my gosh, Mom, it felt like a real youth group finally, what they said. I think that's awesome. It's meant to be multi-generational, creative. We are creative. We understand that God is the ultimate creative engineer and that he has gifted all of us with talents that will glorify him. Every one of us have some really creative talents. You say, well, not me. Look inside. You'll see. We desire to be a place for creatives to call home, and we use our creative arts to call the lost back to their origin. This is something that we don't do very well yet, but it is a big value in my life, a big value in my calling, and I want to see raised up a great creative department here at the church. Gracious. We are gracious. We understand the heights of grace. Are you still with me, everyone? Still with me? We're almost finished. We desire to understand the heights of grace we have been given by our Father and desire to extend generous grace and mercy to others. Thankful. I'll just summarize this. We are content and we don't compare or criticize. There are so many things that we wish we had at this church, so many things you want to have, so many plans, but really we need to be thankful and then watch God bless what we have. It's like the story of the little boy with his lunch. Here's our little lunch. We're a new song. Jesus, could you just bless it somehow? And what did it say? It says that Jesus gave thanks for the little bit he had. And then what happened? Oh, my gosh, what happened? I'm getting your attention because some of you are dozing off. What happened? We like fed like 5,000 people, right, with the little boy's lunch. That's what we want. Amen? Amen. I'm a little quirky, but hospitable. We enjoy making people feel a part of our family, don't we? Some of you, maybe that's not your gift at home, but when you come here and help us, you become gifted at that because you see how we do things here. And that's one of our values because we look at our spiritual gifts and we work accordingly. My wife, you know, that's her number one spiritual gift. I remember in college she took the test and I'm a prophet, and I'm a gift of healing and miracles. Well, I'm the gift of wisdom. And all she had was the gift of hospitality. How am I going to use this? And I told her, God will use this in your life. And you can see it's a supernatural gift that she has. And finally, joy. We smile. We love life, and we like living it together. When people come here, I don't want them to think we're boring and sad and depressed. Brother Ron here said when he came here, this is another Brother Ron. This is Ronnie down here, Ron, okay? Brother Ronnie said, you know, I wanted to find a church where people were laughing. I wanted to come in and see them joking about sports and their teams. What did he do when he came in? He saw two guys joking about their teams and sports. And you would say, well, that's not very spiritual. Well, it showed the joy of the Lord, and it attracted him. Amen. You may often see the slogan on things, we have fun, we love Jesus, we are family. This doesn't summarize all of our values, but they help people see what we are in a nutshell. I kind of said that already. Almost finished. We're going to close with a couple of initiatives that we're going to do this year. And as we are open to God and His Holy Spirit, He could call an audible at any time, right? You know the guy named Peyton Manning, you know, the quarterback? 43, 42, Omaha, George Washington, yeah. And he calls these plays right in the middle of the play when they're getting ready to hike the ball to tell his team, we're changing. We're going to do something else. We believe that God could call an audible on us at any time, but here are some of the things we hope happen this year. This is some of our initiatives. One is that in missions, our council reviewed our missions giving. Last year it was $500. Which is not bad, but it's not that good. So we're doubling, ladies and gentlemen, our desire to see missions double this next year. Let's have a big hand. That just simply means we hope to raise at least $1,000 for missions across the world, and I believe it'll be more. We are going to also be a part of some things with compassion. We just started sponsoring a child. I know it's only $38 a month, but our youth group is going to be doing that. They're going to be sponsoring a child through Compassion. There's a missions trip going out this summer that two of ours right here are probably going on, right? Eric and Becca? Just Becca's going on it to Colombia. And we are looking at inviting the church to sponsor a child through Compassion and an area of the the world that we could focus on, that we could go visit if we would like to. And that's in Colombia, so we'll see where that goes. We want to continue doing series of Sunday nights where we have a time where a month where we all come together for every Sunday of a month. Now, many of you would like to do it every Sunday night, but truly what will happen, maybe not happen, but this is what I feel like why we don't, is that we would have groups maybe such as this at points where or maybe smaller, where we're not building momentum. We would much rather, like we did in the fall, we had over 100 every Sunday night for a month, and it was a great time. It was very celebrational. It was a lot of fun, and we'd rather people ask. I love it when people say, when are we going to do a Sunday night? I love that because I want them to want more of it. We'll do probably at least two or three of those a year, and one will be in the fall. A discipleship strategy that we will begin in the fall as well. It's called OSL. It stands for Operation Solid Lives. I've been a part of, and so have you, a part of many discipleship groups in your life, right? This is the way it needs to be done. It needs to be done this way, this way, this way. This is what you do. And this discipleship strategy is called Operation Solid Lives, and it's working all over Foursquare. I was a part of it myself at the last church that I was at The Rock, and they developed it, and it's life-changing. It will. You would say, how can you tell me that it'll change my life? Every one of us, we're going to go through it. It's going to be three levels. I'll explain how we do it, but everyone's going to go through all three levels, and it's not going to change. It's not the way to get to heaven, but it's going to show you some things about yourself that you didn't realize that you need to work on. I went through Bible college, and many of you have learned, many of the people that have been through it have been through many different other kinds of things, but when they went through this, it's a transformational to your personal life. So the way it'll work is we'll offer it for, like four Sunday afternoons for a month. We'll do four Sundays where we'll do level one, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll do four Sundays again where we'll do level two. And during that, we'll also do level one for those who haven't, and then we'll go into level three, and then we'll have all three going at the same time. So through a year, you could get through all three of them. And it's not going to be the answer to everything, but we all need discipleship in our lives, and that's our next initiative in the fall that Thomas will be leading. It'll be awesome. As soon as he gets through it, we're going to get you through it. Periodic Sundays, nights where we have a night of worship. That's something that everyone loves. I don't know if you've been a part of our other nights of worship, but the first one was very powerful. It was so amazing, and everyone came ready, and it was great. So we'll continue doing those. We're planning a harvest outreach at Halloween time, and we're also planning an Easter egg hunt at Easter time. We are not planning two services as of yet, but Chip said it, so it must be true. He's probably more real than I am about this. I would rather not ever go to two services. I want us all to be together, but maybe that'll be something that we'll have to do in the next year. We'll see. We're doing a chair reconfiguration where we're going to have 50 more chairs in here. That's gonna buy us some time as well. It's very possible that you will see at this time next year we'll have a Spanish service at our church. We have Raquel and Eddie have recently started coming to our church. Would you stand, Eddie, so that all the people in the balcony can see you? We've talked extensively about this, and we believe that it's the Lord. Our hearts really met. We just really connected, and our spirits connected. It was, you just can't you can't make that up. It just happened, and so we'll see what happens with that. But that would be really exciting. And then we're going to continue to make our Sunday mornings a welcoming first step for people. That's our Sunday. Our Sunday morning is not for us. It's for those who come in. Yes, we do benefit. It is a side benefit that we will be blessed on a Sunday morning. But our Sunday mornings are our outreach to our community. When they come, my message will reach all of us, but our messages are meant to reach those that come in. Sometimes that blurs a little bit, but everything that we do on a Sunday morning, we want to show the world out there that we are a welcoming family, and that the way that happens is not just by me going up to someone. You've been used a lot today, but the pastor's really bad here. Yes, I do a lot of that kind of stuff. I talk to people, but I really hope that everyone does that here, right? You're all talking to people, and that's the number one thing we hear about our church is, oh, wow, you guys are so welcoming and so loving. So it's awesome. Would you give God a hand for what he's going to do this year? Brother Bill, would you come forward? Told you we'd be out of here right at 5. We started about 9 minutes late, actually. So there you go. So we are out of here in 1 hour. Feel free to share anything if you'd like, but you can just pray if you want to.
I was going to mention one thing before I get into the prayer tonight, and that is, it is very proper to refer to Ron and myself as the elders of the church, at least age-wise. You know what? We are the old guys, and actually, that guy sitting back there is 3 months older than I am, so he is the elder of the church. Yeah, Ron. Yeah, of course, I was talking about Ron. Nobody else back there. Just Ron. But aren't we blessed? We're so grateful to be part of this body here, aren't we? God is so good. And here, I will pray. Lord God, we are so blessed to be a part of this family. Lord, thank you for the way that you're bringing it. You brought it together, and you continue to bring it together. We're so grateful for our wonderful pastors, Stephen and Cynthia, how you brought them here. And then Thomas and Christian come along to join and to just be there when people need them in any way. We're so grateful and so blessed, Lord, for the way that you're building this body here. We just believe that you have great plans for us here and help us to walk in the way we should. Continue to bless our wonderful pastors in every way. We pray for little Jaden tonight, Lord God, that you will heal his little body. He's such a joy to have here in our church as part of the family. And we know he's having some physical struggles. Heal him completely, Lord God, we pray. And Lord, just pray that you guide us all as we go forth from here. Let us be a light for you wherever we are. Let us share Jesus wherever we are. And then let us come back together here and share what you have done and what you are doing. So we're grateful, Lord, and thank you for your love and mercy. And thank you again that we are family. And we thank you. Praise you.
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you and me. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.